This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
China growing, Europe slowing.
Investing, renting, sending your kid to college? Listen to the Marketplace Money Podcast. Find it on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith, in for Jeremy Hobson. Manufacturing in China grew at its fastest pace in 5 months, thanks to an uptick in export orders. Meanwhile, the country's government-controlled oil company, CNOOC, is snapping up Nexen of Canada for $15 billion. Nexen is big in the oil sands of Alberta and the Gulf of Mexico. Mitchell Hartman has that story.
7 years ago, CNOOC tried to buy American oil company Unocal. Opposition in Congress to Chinese ownership of a major strategic asset sank that deal. But don't expect any roadblocks from the U.S. government this time, says trade expert Ben Powell. He was counsel to the National Intelligence Director in the George W. Bush administration.
Nexen's assets in the United States are far more limited than Unocal's, mostly some leaseholds in the Gulf of Mexico.
Nexen does own big oil and gas fields in Western Canada. Analyst Trevor Hauser at the Rhodium Group says China isn't out to control energy supplies to the U.S. It's after something else, know-how.
Nexen employs pretty advanced oil and gas producing technologies, from hydrofracking for shale to deep water offshore to production of oil sands.
As oil that's easy to find runs out around the world, China can use these new technologies to become a bigger player in the energy market. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
More bad news for Europe. Ratings agency Moody's warned that Germany's sterling credit rating is in danger because of the potential cost of a eurozone breakup. All of that news has markets looking mixed this morning. Germany's DAX is down 0.1%. London's FTSE is up 0.25%. The Shanghai Composite Index rose 0.25%. Meanwhile, Spain continues to struggle. Its borrowing costs have soared. The country is now paying a 7.5% interest rate, the highest since it started using the euro. Worries about Spain weighed on U.S. markets yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 0.75% to close at 12,721. This summer's drought shows no signs of letting up. The National Drought Mitigation Center says nearly two-thirds of states are suffering under hot and dry conditions. Bad news, of course, for farmers in those states. But as Dan Gorenstein reports, growers in the rest of the country could see a bump.
Watching the news lately has been kind of scary for Leanne Vanderpool.
Pictures of Illinois and Indiana, and their crops are pretty much gone. More than even in the fall when the corn turns brown, it's just dried up.
When Vanderpool looks across her 320 acres in western Minnesota, she sees green. Spring rains and moderate temperatures in the upper Midwest and the Dakotas makes all the difference.
And in some of the places, they've just gotten excellent rains right when they needed them.
Iowa State economist Mike Duffy.
We always talk about $1 million rain because that's how much grain it'll generate.
Duffy says corn prices have nearly doubled and could keep rising. But forecasts predict the drought could spread even to Vanderpool's farm, pastures of plenty.
It can almost smell like the corn fields are almost cooking. It's almost like a sweet corn smell in the air.
Vanderpool says she rather smell wet dirt. She hopes the weatherman's right, who expects some of that $1 million rain later this week. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
Looking for a good read? Visit the Big Book blog at marketplace.org. Listen to author interviews and read excerpts from the Marketplace bookshelf online at marketplace.org/thebigbook.
The 2012 Olympic Games begin in London on Friday, but already a venerable Olympic sport is underway. The Brits are arguing about the costs and benefits of the event, which set them back at least $15 billion so far. From the British capital, Stephen Beard has that story.
It was 7 years ago that the head of the Olympics broke the news.
The games of the 30th Olympiad in 2012 are awarded to the city of London.
The Brits were ecstatic, but 7 years on, and now mired in recession, the UK's enthusiasm has waned. And that's why Prime Minister David Cameron is stressing the financial benefit of hosting the Games.
They should be great for our economy. We shouldn't see them as some sort of expensive luxury in tough times.
He says the Olympics will pump $20 billion into the British economy. Chris Daniels of Lloyds Bank, which is one of the sponsors, says that figure is more likely to be $25 billion.
That comes from construction, from tourism, from new jobs created, and from spending on the Games.
But hang on a minute. Construction? One lonely digger scratching the earth in a corner of the Olympic Park last week. Colin Ellis of Moody's says the economic boost from construction has come and gone.
The stadium is built, the park is ready, and that support which had been seen to UK construction firms in the run-up to the Olympics has probably been waning for some time now.
And he doubts there'll be a real boost to tourism, since many non-Olympic visitors may give London a miss this year.
I'm gonna win. Yes, I'm gonna win.
In tune with their official song, Olympic organisers claim London will be the biggest winner from the Games. A rundown part of town has been regenerated. And then, says Chris Daniels of Lloyds Bank, there's the feel-good factor,
which is roughly equivalent to around $200 in everyone's pocket for just being proud of having the Games in London.
But Londoners love to gripe, so even those who oppose the Olympics should get their money's worth too, moaning about the Games. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And finally, not only can money not buy you love, it could be ruining your friendships. One in five Americans has lost a friend over a money dispute, according to a survey from Harris Interactive. A lot of it had to do with different income levels causing stress when going out for drinks or dinner. And then there are the big ticket items. More than a third of 18 to 34-year-olds have said no to being in a wedding party because of the price tag. At least they said it was the price tag. Could have just been a really bad bridesmaid's dress. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.